Welcome to My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work. Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a provocative subject. How do you keep the secret when you know your company is restructuring? We'll start with a question from someone who is on the executive team of a company that's reorganizing and feels increasingly uncomfortable holding the knowledge of who will stay and who will go. We'll discuss how to hold that information in confidence and prepare for the eventual announcement.
Ooh, unfortunately, yeah. We know of a number of people who are in this position.
Yep.
So this is a very important topic. I hope more people will send questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So here's the question. I have worked at an educational company for several years, and we're currently restructuring. I head up one of the departments, and I'm part of the planning process. I know who is going to be laid off and whose jobs will be changing. I don't like living with this information, and I don't know what to say to people. How do I prepare for when they finally announce all of this? Yeah, I mean, some people find this not so hard to do. This is somebody who is finding it really difficult and probably inauthentic to, you know, be looking at somebody in a meeting knowing that they're going to be laid off. That's just a very uncomfortable feeling for some people, not all people. But for those of you that find this uncomfortable, you know, you almost have to put it in the back of your mind because things change. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, we were talking about this a little earlier, that I think your best approach, unfortunately, is to take good care of yourself, because it is, you don't know how they will respond when the announcement gets made. You're not, if you're someone who cares deeply about the employees, it's going to be painful to see their reactions, whatever they are. And it also may be painful to be seen as the enemy, potentially, right? If you are part of the planning process that's eliminating someone's job. And so I think self-care becomes really premium in these situations. Yeah. If you don't exercise, you may want to start doing it. If you do yoga or anything that involves the breath and breathing, time in nature, but really doubling up on your self-care during this waiting period and preparing for a number of different reactions, regardless of how the information is delivered, it's going to be a tumultuous time.
Yeah, I typically will, you know, make lists of people that I know really care about me and support me and try to speak with them on a regular basis, because these people might be mad at you. Mm-hmm. Or blame you, not probably they know you're not the whole reason, but you know, they're not going to want to be friends with you. So, you know, remember to focus on those that do know you and respect you and care about you. Mm-hmm. But this is a part of life. I mean, this will happen, unfortunately, again, mm-hmm. and it may happen again. So, you know, there's lots of reasons why companies restructure. They might have been around for a while, and the way their company was structured is just dated and needs to be restructured. I mean, that is for sure. Also, many times it's a money decision.
Yes.
Where we gotta cut people because we just can't afford it anymore. So, or they want to make more money, you know, there could be many, many reasons, but it doesn't always happen to new companies. It happens to older companies.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, you have to kind of be an adult about this. This is a reality of life. And, you know, is it worse to be the person who knows or the person who's being laid off? There's two sides to that coin. It's not fun to be the person who gets laid off. I've actually never been laid off. Have you?
No, I have not had that experience.
Yeah. I quit before I get laid off. but I don't, you know, everyone I know that has been laid off usually handled it pretty well, only because they got some kind of a package and there was a warning. You know, in fact, I know somebody who took off a whole year and had a really good time before she went back. But, so, you know, don't feel so guilty also, because they may have wanted out, they may want a career change. So it's not always bad news for everyone. But, you know, this is something that you're obviously in a position of authority where they're trusting you. Mm-hmm. So it's just a facet of the business world that happens. Right. And yeah, most people have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. It's also a facet of leadership, right?
Yeah.
In obviously this person's in a position of responsibility, and responsibility can be very exciting when it's about building something. It can be less exciting when it's about taking something away.
But you know, yeah. So it, and you know, I think, I don't even know if this used to happen until like the 70s or 80s, it became sort of a thing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they handled it prior to that. I don't remember if there were layoffs prior to that, but you know, it was a very different workforce. It was only men at that time.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, look, people change jobs regularly. And that's what's happening here, is that people will be changing jobs, and it's a good job market. So, you know, there are plenty of jobs available. So, you know, you just have to tell yourself the positive side of this.
Yeah.
That don't spend a lot of time in the negative. It's very uncomfortable. So remember to take good care of yourself, whatever that means. You know, for me, it would be getting to the gym more often than not.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing some sort of meditation and making sure you get your sleep and you eat right. Don't eat bad food, because that just puts you in a worse mood. You know that. So
I'm just also wondering if one could go to perhaps HR and just get some talking points for when the announcement does come out. You know, that they're, I think you want to be ready with just a response of one kind or another. You have to be ready for different emotional reactions, but for you to know what your response should be, right, Kathy? That's because I don't think there's a lot of explaining.
No.
In these situations. No,
there's probably very little they're going to want you to say, that we're really sorry about this. This is, you know, and here's your package. This is what you can do. It's usually all that is said. That's all they're going to probably let you say.
Yeah.
It goes against the grain for you. I mean, if it's that horrible for you, then you should probably consider maybe going yourself, mm-hmm. you know, that it may not be the kind of company you want to work for. Yeah. Like I'm thinking, I don't know that I've ever worked for a company that laid people off.
Well, I think what you said before, which is very, and especially right now, that there are many companies that have been, that may be well established, that are finding that just their market is changing. And so, and the way they do business must change, needs to change.
Yes. Yes. That is a real reality.
Yeah.
That we do things differently now. So you may not need what you needed 10 years ago.
All right. So we're saying this is unfortunately part of business. It's part of leadership. It's part of being responsible, that you want to, we want you to take good care of yourself, that this may not be bad for everyone, even though in the moment it will seem a little tragic perhaps, but it could be a positive outcome. You don't know that. And so to kind of suspend judgment, have a few words to say. I would say, think also, Kathy, to have a safe haven, someone you can talk to about it. I know people who you coach will confide in you when they're facing these kinds of decisions, right? So to have a good confidant if you need that and need to get that off your chest.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't really want to tell too many people about this. This is a highly confidential situation. So make sure you're talking to a professional.
Good.
All right. Well, that's it for this podcast. So if you have any further thoughts or comments on this topic, just check us out on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, go to My Crazy Office on our website and hit the subscribe button. Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.